Blog Talk Radio.
Don't you wonder? I know. You wonder how you got old. Some of y'all thinking about it right now. Wonder how I got old. You look back and wonder, how did I make it? Lord, how did I make it? It was rough. But you made it through the grace of God. But God, you made it. You made it in spite of. And regardless of, no matter, you know, people got that bad. They're not going to be any good. They're not going to be think they're going to turn out to be nothing, you know, especially when you raise a daughter mother in the house and the father got to raise you. Well, they won't be nothing. That's what they said about us, that we wouldn't be nothing, you know, because our mother died when we were small. And people got to bed instead of praying for the people, the children, and doing what you can. They stand back and watch and talk. Oh, they won't be nothing. They're going to end up in jail. They're going to end up with a lot of babies, all that kind of stuff. They don't care. They don't care about the, you know, help one another. Help that man raise those children. Do what you can. Do what you can for the children. But now they say, it's something. They won't end to nothing. They won't wind up being nothing. Sometimes people, children from bad homes, you know, with the mother running around, the dad running around, and drinking. Sometimes that turn out to be better than the one that sanctified family. You'd be surprised. Go to jail. Find out how many people, how many children in jail, how many men, how many women in jail coming from Christian homes, sanctified homes. My dad was a preacher. My mother was a missionary. Find out. You'd be surprised how many in jail right now come from good homes. Mother tried to raise them. Daddy tried to raise them. Dad is a preacher. Mother is a missionary. Mother is a Sunday school teacher. It makes you want to weep. It makes you want to weep. It makes you want to weep. My Lord, this is Betty Harris bringing you to see the Prosperity Broadcast. My top of the day, young people, you will be old one day if you don't die young. You know, time passes so fast, and this is the God truth. You are old before you realize that the years have passed. I think so many of us have felt the same way now that they are retirement age. I know I do. You think you're young? You don't think about old? You go on your way having yourself a good time and everything? And doing your own thing? And you're not thinking about you get old. Misuse your mom, misuse your mama, misuse your daddy. Talk to your grandparents wrong, nasty. Yeah, don't care. Robbing and stealing and knocking old folks in the head, yeah. Oh, I won't, you know, you won't get old. But if you live, if you don't die young, you're going to get old. You're going to look back and think about that. Some of y'all look back now and say a lot of things you did talk to your mom and your daddy and your grandparents or any elderly person. You said that I shouldn't have done it because now you're old and they're doing you the same way. And you realize what the parents used to say, and they'd be walking and arthritis and they can't walk and they, when they get up, they just can't get up and they stiffen their joints and bones. What they tell you, what the parents used to tell you all, the grandparents, and I know you all know this phrase, just keep on living. Just keep on living. Just keep on living. They, young folks don't realize, just keep on living. Just keep on living. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Yes, this is Evangelist Betty Harris. For you to see the Prosperity Broadcast, time passes so fast. Time passes fast. Passes so fast. You know, and you don't realize it until you wake up one day and you see your hair turn to gray. Wake up one day and you see, oh, your joints hurting you. See, wake up one day, but like you got to take your Tylenol for the pain. You know, we do that. Yes. Trying to find, oh, my Lord. And the parents be trying to help us, y'all. You know, we laugh and stuff. Yeah, I'm talking about young people. You will be old one day if you don't die young. My Lord. I've been young, now I'm old, and I've never seen the righteous forsaken. Now they feed, beg, and bread. We have to reach up and get that scripture. Oh, Jesus. We have to reach up and get it. I'm young now. But I've never seen a ratchet for sticking. Now they see big and breathing. They ain't getting rough. They ain't getting rough. People have vitamin A. They didn't, a long time ago, they didn't think about vitamin A. But they're thinking about it now. Trying to get their Social Security. Trying to get the Social Security, they're Social Security age now. Used to be they didn't have to worry about Social Security. But now they do. They looking for it too. They looking for that Social Security now. Are we looking for that Social Security? Oh, I was peaching and everything. Because we at that age now. We are at that age. I was young. Now I'm old. I've never seen the ratchet for sticking on the sea, big and breed. Oh, my Lord, my Lord. We're going to have another song. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. My eyes, my eyes, my eyes. Look to the hills on which some of my help. Oh, my Lord, my Lord. Life is something. Life is something. It is something. So we're going to pray another song. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Oh, yes, Lord.
Be not.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
Dismay.
of my Lord.
He will take, he will take care of you.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Oh, yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. This is that bit of hair, but you see the prosperity about that.
Those of you that know he'll take care of you, let me hear you say yes.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. God will take care of you. My Lord, my Lord. Yes, he will. Just believe it. My Lord. My Lord, my Lord. Yes. If the Lord does not watch the city, the watchman watches but in vain. If God got to watch over you, he got to take care of you. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Let me see. Let me see. Let me see. Okay, Ephesians 6:10-13. Be strong in the Lord's power. Put on his armor to fight for your healing. The 10th verse said, Ephesians 6:10, finally, be strong in the Lord and in his mighty power. Put on the full armor of God so that you can take your stand against the devil's scheme. For your struggle is not against flesh and blood, but against the rulers, against the authority, against the power of this dark world, and against the spiritual forces of evil in the heavenly realm. Therefore, put on the full armor of God so that when the day of evil comes, you might be able to stand your ground and after you have done everything to stand. We got to do it all. We got to put on the whole armor of God. We got to put it on. We got to put it on. We can't straddle the fence. Now time is winding up. We can't straddle the fence. All you haven't done, all the life, all the fun you haven't had, it's too late now. It's time to serve the Lord now. It's time to serve him. It is time to serve the Lord. Time to serve the Lord. Thank the Lord. Yes, this is Master Billy Harris. And we're going to pray, Father, in the name of Jesus. I thank you for this opportunity. I thank you for being in the land of living, Father, in the name of Jesus. People tuning me in, bless them, Lord. Bless them. Heal their body. Work out their needs, Father, in the name of Jesus. Some of them, the loved ones, have died. They buried it. They've got a bow down head, tears in their eyes. Wipe the tears from their eyes, Father, in the name of Jesus. Raise up the bow down head, Lord. So this too will pass. It will pass. We all got to go the way of death. We all got to die one day. And Lord, give them the strength to hold on, strength to be able to meet them one day in the name of Jesus. Be able to meet you one day, Father, in the name of Jesus. Lord, we got to live on this earth, no matter who had died before us. We're still in the land of living. And, Lord, while we're living, let us live for you, Father, in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Let the dead bury the dead. We can't do nothing about those that have died. We sorrow, we hate it, we cry, but weeping is just for a season. We can't weep forever. We can't grieve forever. In the name of Jesus. Give strength to them. Give strength, Father. In the name of Jesus. Give them the strength that they need strength that they need, Father, in the name of Jesus. All these children, these young people, Lord, they think they're going to live forever. They think they're going to live forever. They don't think they're going to get old one day. They don't think they're going to ever get old, Father. But, oh, if they live and don't die young, they shall get old. They will get old in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Oh, they're going so fast. Oh, I got time. I got time, but time is not in our favor now. It's not in our favor. It's not in our favor, Father, in the name of Jesus, to get a hold to the young people. Save them, Lord. Save them, save them, save them. Save the family, Lord. Let the parents raise the children. Lord, these children not being raised. They're not being raised, Father, in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father, if we look at the children, we look at the children, Lord, but we got to check the parents. Where the house, the household that they have come from, Lord. What type of raising have they had, Father? In the name of Jesus. Doesn't matter if they've been in church. Doesn't matter if the pastor is a preacher. Doesn't matter if the mother is a missionary. Lord, you know what's going on in these homes. They're supposed to be saved and Holy Ghost for your home. You know what's going on in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Bickering and arguing and backbiting and gossiping. Oh, Father. In the name of cheering. In the name of Jesus. In the cheering, hear all that. In the name of Jesus, I don't want it. I don't want it. I know how my parents, oh, behind closed doors, it's rough. It's rough. Some preachers beating their wives. Yes, they are. Some preachers beating their wives. They fussing and cussing each other, and they ain't holding it. They ain't holding it. They in the church. That's the problem, Lord. We think, oh, they saved, they saved, they saved. But God, you know, Jesus, you know. That's why so much trouble, number one. There's so much trouble, Lord. They're not living for you behind these closed doors. They're not living for you, Jesus. They're not living for you, Lord. They're not raising these children, Lord. They're just growing up raising themselves, Father. Name of Jesus. Help us, Lord. Help us. We need your help. We need your help, Lord. Let us walk right before you, Lord. In the name of Jesus. Put down all that phoniness. Let us put down all this phoniness, Father. Name of Jesus. Name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, all this robbing and stealing and shooting, Lord. These are the young people. So many young people doing it, Lord. My God, nothing but babies. Stealing your hijacking your cars. Lord, they're hijacking people's cars. Put God on them. Oh, God. Knocking the old folks in the head. Want to take the God, want to take the cars and want to take what they got. And in the name of Jesus. They can't afford to even wear expensive tennis shoes in some neighborhood. They would steal the tennis shoes off their feet, Father, in the name of Jesus. Name of Jesus. Get a hold to us, Lord. Save, Lord. Intervene in these many different homes behind closed doors, Father, in the name of Jesus. Name of Jesus. Name of Jesus, I pray. Amen and amen. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. It's rough. It's rough. It's rough. It's rough. My God, my God. My God, my God. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. We're going to have another song.
Get right, church, and let's go home. Get right, church, and let's go home. Get right, church. Right, church, and let's go home. Mm-hmm. Get right, gotta go home, yeah. Get right, church. Get right, church. Get right, church, and let's go home. I'm going home on the morning train, yeah. I'm going home on the morning train. I'm going home. I'm going home on the morning train. Yes, I am.
I'm going home.
I'm going home. Yeah. I'm going home on the morning train. Listen, one of these mornings and it won't be long. You look for me and I'll be gone. I'm to heaven just to jump and shout. Nobody there's gonna put me out. Get to heaven, roll up, put on my shoes. Walk around heaven and tell the news. I know my robe is gonna fit me
Let us go home. Oh, Lord, oh, Lord. God is so good. God is so good. You got to get right. You got to get right. Help one, you got to help one another. Get right, get right, get right. We want to do our own thing. We want to do our own thing. Praise the Lord. Someone's trying to call this number. My Lord. When they call this number, I can't answer by this phone. I got to send another phone number. If it's in this, my home phone, I got to have another phone number because when I try to pick it up on something, another phone, it messes up on me. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. But we got to, maybe next time, if you want to call in and talk to, and say something about something that's wrong or whatever, I have to use another line. I got to get another line. I got another line. Just got to give it to you. Another line. Praise the Lord. I give it to another line. But I thank the Lord for being here. It's good to be in the land of living. I'm talking about young people, you would be old one day if you don't die young. These young people doing everything. Young folks. But these are the baby boomers too, grandkids. Baby boomers. One born in the 40s. They got children. The baby boomers. And they children. These are their grandchildren. And their great-grandchildren doing everything under the sun. Not raising me. I don't want to be raised like my mom raised me. Like my dad raised me. Not raising these children. That's the problem. These children have not been raised. Now some of them have, but majority of them have not. They raising themselves. So the mama likes to party and daddy likes to party. Daddy likes to run around. Mama likes to run around. Well, if he can do it, I can do it. Instead of raising the children. Don't tell me, you got children, your party days are over. You got to try to raise and have rear your children and teach them the way to go. But no, we want to still indulge, but that's the part you have to pay. You can have your church and eat it too. We try to have our church and eat it too. Raise these children, you got them, you got to raise them. They are your responsibility, not anybody else. Your responsibility. Your responsibility. My Lord. Too many people, too many churches, and too many people in these churches. What in the world? They ain't doing nothing. And all these children, the bad children, taking the neighborhood. They're taking the neighborhood. No, we got to live. Yeah, they do their part too, but we need to do our part. The adults have not done their part, have not raised them too. You can tell when a child has been raised decent and nice. You can tell them. You can tell it. And you know when somebody has been raised, ain't about nothing. It's ridiculous. It's ridiculous. And God don't whoop the mama and the daddy for not raising these children. Not raising. Don't have party all the time. Get upset. Well, you know, anybody don't be, got to have a little fun, this and that. Yeah, you do. God is a good God. God would not let you be not having fun, but have fun in the right way. Need nightclub is not the answer. Oh, drinking is not the answer. Well, you say, turn your heart to the Lord. Turn your mind to the Lord. Let the Lord lead you and direct you. But no, you don't want to live that strict hold in this life, that strict life for the Lord. You don't want to live it like that. You want to do your own thing, and the children going wild. These days, the children just so to shoot the mama and shoot anybody else. They cuss the mama, and these children cuss the mama out before you can bat eye. They were cussing mama out. They will cuss the mama out and dad out in no time. And don't say nothing about it. Young folks, you're young now. But one day you're gonna get old if you don't die young. Live for the Lord while you're in your youth. Live for the Lord. Serve God. Because you're gonna get old. You be trying to go down to the Social Security office, trying to get your Social Security and put in your Social Security, trying to draw your painting. Get old. Well, I don't, well, and get old, and then, you know, some of them say, I don't want this, cause I want my to be a burden to my children, and that's what we think. So we don't, the children don't want to take care of the old parents and stuff. That's why the parents is so bad. Well, I don't want me a burden. Yeah. But then it said, I want to be a burden to my children. I can understand that. Yes, Lord. I don't want to be a burden to my children. It's so bad. Children don't want to take care of parents. Ooh. But I was old. Now I'm young. Never seen the righteous forsaken. None of the big and bread. Dang true. God took his own. Children, no children.
I'm going away.
Yes, Lord. Oh, God. God is good. 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 And God good and God good. Yes, yes, I'm Beta Harris. Beta Harris. Vance Beta Harris. Some of you from Sealing Prosperity Broadcast. Thank you all for this opportunity. Everybody don't get this opportunity. It's a nice opportunity. It's a good opportunity. It's an opportunity to have come from the Lord. And everything, I thank God. Only God could have done this. Only God could have done this. Bless me to be on the air going all over the world. Only the Lord could have done it. I thank the Lord for it. I don't know why he called me, but he did. So I didn't call him. He called me. Praise the Lord. Praise God. You know, God called the one that don't think they qualified. Oh, Lord, I can't do this just like he did Moses. You know, Moses, you know, didn't think he was qualified to speak before Pharaoh. God said, get your brother going with you, Aaron going with you, be your mouthpiece. You know, a lot of times, some of y'all feel like you're not qualified for God's work. But if God calls you, you qualify. You qualify. He can use you. That was the one he used, the one that's, Lord, on nobody. I don't see this. I don't see how just like Gideon thought he's, he was the least of his people. You know, the least one, that's the one he used. The humble one, the one that said, oh, Lord, I can't do all that. No, not for me. Let somebody else do it. But God chose you. And I'm talking to somebody, God has chosen you for a work, and you think you're not qualified, you don't know enough, you're not smart enough, and you don't have enough money. If God said it, he's going to make a way. The way is already made. If God has called you out and chosen you, the way is already made. You just need to step out. You just need to step out. That's what you need to do. Just step out and do what God wants you to do. Sit back. Say you can do. And I name with YouTube and Facebook, you can do a lot of things. You can have scriptures on Facebook. All the other messages be on Facebook. Put something on Facebook about Jesus. Put something on Facebook about living for the Lord. And say the words to the young people, you know, or to the old people, they're in nursing home. Encourage their heart. It's a lot of things you can do. And people got programs now on YouTube. You know, they free, they got, you know, they're not free. Some of them might be free. There's all kinds of programs that you can do and occupy and spread the word. But YouTube and Facebook, you can spread the word all over the world. There's no excuse. Sit back, or this and that. If you see something, see. Yes, God use you. Let him use you. You don't want to do nothing but criticize. Sit back and criticize. Doing nothing. Y'all have got a gift down inside you. You don't even want to use it. Some people can sing. They don't even want to sing for the Lord. Well, when you sing a solo, no. You know, some people can sing. They don't want to sing. Some people can talk. They don't know who happened before all these people. They don't need to say one or two words, okay, but the anointing. Anointing, you know, one or two words. That's all they need, just one or two words. On the anointing. That's it. You just said Jesus. And you said Jesus on the anointing. And God touched hard and saved people. Just the anointing would break the yoke. It's the anointing. Oh, my Lord. My Lord, my Lord. God called some of y'all intercessors to pray. Don't even pray. Oh, what a prayer were you? What a prayer were you? I don't know who some of y'all prayer warriors. You not doing nothing. You not praying. Prayer warriors, where are you? Where are you, prayer warriors? Where are you? Sitting there criticizing. Who is so bad? This is bad. That is bad. Prayer warriors, are you? Where are you? You get on our job. Do what you can do. And then God will give you more. Do what you can do. Just step out. Take a step at a time. You unfold. And don't do nothing. Just pray. Pray about the world. Pray about the sinner. Pray about these young folks. Pray about these old people misused and mistreated in nursing homes. And then even about their own kin folks. Just want their money. They want their welfare check. They want their social security check. Oh, they people would take these elderly people in their home, and they don't think they need to know, are they getting a check? They're getting a check. Is that check? Is that check? And misuse the elderly people. Just get the check. It's so bad. Oh, my God, it's so bad. It's so bad. Just want the check. Just want the check. Not treating the elderly people right. Just want the check. Oh, Lord. Move on. Oh, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Oh, Lord. Oh, Lord. Oh, Lord. Oh, Lord. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Oh, my Lord. Oh, what is that? What is world coming to? Praise the Lord. And, my Lord, my Lord. John 8:10-11. When Jesus lifted himself up and saw none but the woman, he said unto her, woman, where are thy accuser? Have no man condemned thee? She said, no man, no man, Lord. And Jesus said to her, neither do I condemn thee. Go and sin no more. But those without sin, that's the first stone. That's the pray. It's so bad. People, pray. Yeah, I still say they get evicted from their home, apartment, foreclosure. God will make a way. It ain't rough. It's rough. Woo, it's rough. It's rough. Pray for that. You're sitting down not doing nothing. It's a lovely, in these neighborhoods, all 24-hour prayer. These bad tearing, robbing, and drive-by shooting and stuff. These are young folks. These not old people. Just gone wild, like the Wild Wild West, all over. My Lord, my Lord. On these jobs, people having trouble on the job. Okay. Yeah. Manager.
According to his power.
is not your hours, but the Lord, and that's the true sin. Father, not ours. Lord knows it's not. We try to fight it though. Not ours. It's not yours. It's the Lord. You can't win. That's why so much trouble now. Can't win. These marriages are breaking up, sticking in arguing. You trying to fight it. Give it to the Lord. But you want to rule. Can't rule that man. Man, you can't rule that woman. You got to give it to the Lord. Got to give it to the Lord. You can't do it. You're going to lose out. You will lose out. We got to give these battles to the Lord. It's too heavy for us. On your job, give that manager to the Lord. Yeah, the manager acting up and done you wrong. Give it to the Lord. You can't do it because, you know, they going to have the last say. The manager has the last word on these jobs. They have the last word. And you don't have a leg to stand on. You got to give it to the Lord. Just stand back and see the salvation of the Lord. That's all you have to do. Stand back and see the salvation of the Lord. My Lord, my Lord. And my top of the day, young people, you will be old one day if you don't die young. Misusing people and doing everything under the sun. But like I said, it hasn't been raised. You all older people. Some, you know, you were raised better than that. You were raised better than some of these kids have been raised. You were raised better. Some things you wouldn't even do. You know, because your mother and your dad have taught you better than that. They haven't been taught. Let us say fact, they haven't been taught. They haven't been taught. You know, you've been taught. Your mother told you this and that. Told you, my mom told me, you go to school to learn. You don't go to school to fight the teacher. You go to school to learn. Some of these kids are ready to fight the teacher. Stop the teacher. Oh, my God. I would never have dreamed of doing stuff like that. No, she said, you go there to learn. And you know what, all over to do that? Some of them just as dumb as I don't know what. The children that do that. Go in the book. If you're so angry and frustrated, get in one of them books and start reading it and work out some of those math problems and situations. Yeah. So mad, so frustrated. Don't want to pick up a book. Don't want to teach to tell you nothing. Yeah, we got smart children now. They just don't want to do nothing. Want it easy. We done made it easy for them. You won't even let the children. The young men cut the grass. He laying on the air conditioner. Teenager. Now put him to work. They wouldn't stay out of a lot of trouble. Put him to work. Get too tired of getting in trouble. Put him to work. Just cut that grass. Clean out the garage. My God. Clean up the house. Cook that food. Cook dinner. No, we're not doing nothing. An outer man is, what's the outer man? It's a devil workshop. Nothing to do, bored. You get busy, you won't be bored. Then we got to face the fact because your children, why you haven't raised them, lazy and bored, they just do something because nothing else to do. Well, you know, children be children. You right, children be children. But this day, you teach them how to be responsible children. I was a child once. You was a child once. What did you do? I'm talking to one that didn't do a lot. Some of y'all might have done a lot yourself, and as you got older, you realize, you know, you came out and stopped doing childish things. But when you get a certain age, you change. Yeah, children gonna be children. Boys gonna be boys. Yeah, but some things they go too far. My God, that's the style of drinking early, smoking early. Why are these children started smoking and drinking early, party, and can't afford a cigarette? Don't even have a job. Cigarettes high now, whiskey high now. Yeah, want to have a good time. And you can't afford it. Get hooked, you can't afford it. Bomb and cigarettes. My God. Yeah, this is Matthew Bellahair. Talking to you about the young people. The young people doing everything under the sun. Everything they're big enough to do or want to do. We let us pray, Father, in the name of Jesus. But forgive us all our sins, all our trespasses, and not like you, the things we haven't done, the things that we have done, and it's just your will, Lord. Forgive us, Lord. Forgive us our sins, Lord. Save us, Lord. Take it back into the fold. Forgive us, Father, in the name of Jesus. Touch our mind, our body, our soul, our innermost being, Father. Let us feel your anointing. Let us feel your presence, Father, in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Oh, touch the young people. Touch them, Lord, into the mind to serve you. Give them a mind to serve you. Touch the mothers and the daddies and raise the children like they should be raised, Father, in the name of Jesus. Oh, no prayer going on in the home, Lord, in that I see in the name of Jesus. Touch, Lord, touch, touch. Lord, we got to do better. We got to do better, Lord. Name of Jesus, name of Jesus. Help us, Lord, help us, Lord. Help us, Lord, help the people, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Help the people. Oh, hear the sick, hear the wounded heart, Lord. Oh, people need jobs, Lord. They need the lawsuits. They see a pending lawsuit, Lord. Manager on the job, give them a hard time. Sometimes employees on the job give each other a hard time. They're bickering and arguing. They're picking, Father, in the name of Jesus. Into being in those situations, on the sound of my voice. I don't know who all out there, but Lord, you know who all out there listening to me, Father. They need help. They need help. They're looking for a word from you, Lord. Send a word their way, Lord, in the name of Jesus. They don't know what to do. They're confused, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Touch hearts, touch mind, and save, Father, in the name of Jesus. Touch their heart, they want to be saved. Touch their heart, Lord, touch their heart and mind, Lord, in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, let them get their mind on you, and not on things of the devil, but things on heavenly things, in the name of Jesus. Not this earthly thing, Lord. Things so bad. You're scared to walk the street, Lord, even in the daytime, Father, in the name of Jesus. Now, Lord, the day's getting shorter now. My Lord, they're not getting shorter. People might not be lying, but they're not getting shorter now in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. That's why it'll be dark at 4:35. Be dark. That's why, Lord, in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. These crimes are going up, Lord. Name of Jesus. Name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Oh, Lord, what spirit is taking over this place? What spirit, Lord, in the name of everything not like you, I come against in the name of Jesus. Sickness, you got to go. I plead the blood of Jesus. I plead the blood in the name of Jesus. Heart attack. Oh, Father, in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, touch the heart. And it'll give strength. Hear heart problems, Father, in the name of Jesus. Hear breathing problems, Father, in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, these digestive system. Heal them, Lord. Touch the digestive system, Father, in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Diabetes. Oh, some of them got diabetes. They are diabetic. Oh, Lord. Cholesterol in the name of Jesus. All kinds of ailment and sickness. Infirmity in the body. I come against those infirmity in the body, Father, in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Oh, head problem, tooth problem. Lord, they have problems with the gums, and Father, he has the gums swollen, the jaw swollen, and I see in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus. Help. We need you, Lord. They're going through. They have all kinds of problems. Problems with the grandchildren, the great-grandkids, in the name of Jesus, the husband. Oh, marital problem, Lord. Under the IC, in the name of Jesus. They have got all kind of back surgery in the IC, in the name of Jesus. Oh, just stick to the fingers. Oh, they have surgery, Lord. Oh, the nerve. Come against the nerve problems in the body. In the IC, in the name of Jesus. The nerve. And in these different tumors, different kinds of tumors. And I see, dissolve the tumor, the blood flow, the bloodline. Come against the bloodline. Oh, God. Father, in the name of Jesus, the bloodline, in the name of Jesus, we got the bloodline, come destroy the bloodline, in the name of Jesus, come get the different bloodline, the diabetes, my whole family diabetes, cancer, they come get this cancer bloodline, the diabetes bloodline, the high pressure bloodline, the obesity bloodline, in the name of Jesus, I curse the bloodline in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Having eye problems. In the name of Jesus. Mental problems. In the name of Jesus. So in the name of Jesus. Hard of hearing. Under here, having ear problems. Oh, heal, touch, and deliver, and set free, Father. In the name of Jesus. You send your word and heal them. in the name of Jesus. As we go over the airways, touch, Lord. Touch the weakness in the body, the weakness in the limbs, in the name of Jesus. The weakness in the hand, no control of the bowels, Father. Ah, yeah. Ah, yeah, nah. No control of the kidneys. Ah, oh, strengthen the kidneys, Lord. Oh, the lungs. There's some of them on diabetes. Some of them on hard medicine. Lord, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, someone on dialysis, honey, I see. Someone needs a liver transplant, a heart transplant, in the name of Jesus. Oh, God. Oh, Jesus. Oh, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Oh, they need transplant, different type of transplant, Father. Heal and deliver and set free, Father. You can do it, Father, in the name of Jesus. You can do it. Holy Ghost, move. Oh, no. In the name of Jesus, touch. Oh, let me touch every base you want me to touch this today, Father. In the name of Jesus, there's a need. There's a need here. There's a need, Lord. Over the airway, there's a need. There's a need. There's a need. These different ministries, bless them, Lord. Those that you have called and chosen, oh, bless the different ministries. Bring finance their way, Father. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, I pray. Amen and amen. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Oh, you got to shake yourself loose. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Name of Jesus. Oh, Lord. Oh, Jesus. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. And I can say, Jesus, make a way, make a way, make a way. Oh, Lord, you're going to shake yourself loose. In the name of Jesus.
Come on, shake.
Come on, shake.
Girl, you gotta do it.
Shake yourself.
I want to say this. I keep forgetting now. I don't own any right to these. I don't own any copyright to these songs that I'm playing on the airwaves. I don't own the copyright to any of them. Praise the Lord. First time, I didn't know about that part. I need to say that. I didn't know about that. You know, sometimes once you get started, nobody tell you anything. You just have to find out for yourself. The whole grave, you find this. Find it out. There's a lot of things you don't know. Y'all doing better than you ever done in your life. Lord has blessed you. And bless you. You're done better. You're doing better than ever done in your life. Your latter days better than your beginning. My latter days better than my beginning. I'm doing better than ever done in my life. Ain't no lie on that. And that is the truth. That is the God truth. But he said, I'm going to bless you in your olden days. He told me that years ago. And he's doing it. He is doing it. My latter days better than my former days. That's no lie. That is the God truth. And some of y'all doing better than you ever done in your life. Y'all raise your hand and say, Lord, I thank you. Because you're doing better. You're doing much better. And then some of y'all, and you're doing so good, you forgot how to pray and how to serve God. And nose up in the air, head up all up in the air. My God, come on down, some of y'all need to come down. Got too much pride. Got too much pride. God has brought you from a mile a long way. You don't appreciate it. And you know God not have put all this pride down in you over everybody. You know, everything. Now it's different. It's a different story now than what it used to be. You used to be armor and nice and friendly and speak to people. Now you hear it all up in there. Don't want to speak. Now look, let me tell you. These things, and I've heard people have said it, unto be a cut to me, me bishop, the head up in there, I can't speak to people. Bishop of the church, so high. You look. We need to stop that. God wasn't like that. So you can speak. Keep on going. No, they're so high and mighty. Remember, one of the men said, I shake the bishop's hand. He looked like look at me like I wasn't nothing. Said, no, wait a minute. Bishop, we got to get better than this. This is down to the earth. This is down to the nitty gritty. This is down to the earth where the rubber meets the mold, a road. This is where the little nobody. We look over a little nobody, but those little nobody, the one that paying your salary, the paying is for those different churches and organizations and conventions. It's a little nobody. Yes, a little nobody. Get their welfare check and get their social security check and then give that money. And shoot, for y'all driving all these fine cars and even these million-dollar houses and living in styles. The poor man, the poor woman, the one supporting the church, and you walk over them like they want nothing but dirt. You can speak to them. You can speak to them. You can speak and keep on going. I want to speak. I'm telling you, this is what people have told me. These are the bishops. My God. And you wonder why things are going so bad. You check the leaders. Check the leaders. My Lord, we all need to get right. You know, we want young folks to get right, but young folks tell the old people. They know exactly what hotel you're going to because they're going to the same hotel you're going to. And you're not in there with your wife, neither with your husband. You hear me? These young folks see so much goes on in these churches, in these homes, in these neighborhoods. I tell you the truth. We got to give account for a lot of things. We're going to have to give account of a lot of things. Yes, we are. My Lord, we got to give account of a lot of things. My God. Uh-huh. Praise the Lord. Let's see. Oh, my Lord. It's bad. So bad. You can weep right now. I can weep right now. You pray your heart. You cry out your heart for kicking, you know, this and that. Oh, they do you wrong. Yes, they do. You got God to hear the hurt and the pain. Lord, this place is life. This is life. Oh, sugar told him nothing. This is life. My God. No joke, chucking and jabbing. It's life. It goes on. God's not pleased with it.
Will tomorrow, Jesus. your need, and you said, I know, but tomorrow,
God is good. God is good. God is so good. So good. You know, the truth hurts. The truth hurts. It's time for the, you know, you don't want to tell the truth. It's time for all this sugarcoating stuff. Now let's get it right, church. Now let's go home. Let's get this thing right. Shouting the fist, doing everything. We're going to rock it out of our hands. Folks dying around here. They're dying, going to hell. And we playing church. Playing church. I thank the Lord. And God see all that. And God is not sugarcoating. No, no. You might fool me, but you can't fool the Holy Spirit. Yeah, and the young folks wild and foolish. The drug addict taking over the neighborhood. Neighborhood. Yeah, a lot of things got to do. We got to start with prayer first and our friends. We want to ease the way out. Well, we got to pray, too. And then pray on your son, on your daughter. They doing that mess. They're trying to get shot. Well, they didn't have to kill my son. They had to kill my daughter. You look, pray on your son. Pray on your daughter that God will save them and turn their life around. You know they bad. They don't draw it in and out of the street. Y'all, and some of y'all raise more hair, and your children, your daughter don't draw, your son don't draw, and you keep up hair. You ain't no time to keep up hair now. There's no time to keep up hair, and your children dying and going to hell. On drugs. Doing everything, robbing and stealing and raping and everything. On drugs. They're scared for them. You don't even want them in your house. They're stealing everything from you. Next thing, look, when you need, when you don't do it, you will steal everything. Put your hands on it. You steal it. You will steal it. But, girl, you know we got to come against that spirit. Your daughter, your son, you got to come against some drug addicts. You got to come against those spirits. Ain't but Jesus. Let the Holy Ghost take your prayer going on. Oh, we talk that talk. Ain't no prayer. So you keep up hell too much. How can you pray? How can you keep up hell and pray the same time? Tell me. How can you keep up hell and pray the same time? So, no, if you're praying and you keep up hell, it's not reaching nowhere. No, it's not even reaching the ceiling. Uh-oh. No, Lord, we need you, Jesus. We need you. We need you, Lord. Oh, Jesus, we need you, Lord. We need you, Lord. My Lord, my Lord. So much going on. So much, so much. Said in 17, for I will restore health unto thee, and I will heal thee of thy wounds, said the Lord. Jeremiah 1 and 12, then said the Lord to me, thou hast well seen, for I would hasten my word to perform it. Praise the Lord. Praise God. Praise God. Yeah. Matthew 8, chapter the 2nd to the 3rd verse. God is good, y'all. God is good. Holy Ghost, him. Move, Holy Ghost. Move, my God. I know. We all have a power. Matthew 8, 2 and 3. And behold, there came a leper and worshipped him, saying, Lord, if thy will, thou can make me clean. And Jesus put forth his hand and touched him, saying, I will be thy clean. And immediately the leprosy was cleansed. And immediately the leprosy was cleansed. That's power in the word. That's power. That's power. Lord knows. You need to reach up and get that power. Reach up. Get that power. Get that anointing, Lord. What's going to take, Jesus? What is it going to take? That's a place in you you want us to be. That's a place in you you want me to be. Father, in the name of Jesus, help me to get to that place you're trying to take me to, Lord. That place in prayer, Lord. Hallelujah. Ah, glory. That place that only you and me. Hallelujah. I see. In the name of Jesus, that's a place in prayer, Lord. Oh, Jesus. Help me, Lord. Help me, Holy Ghost. Name of Jesus. Help me, Lord. Oh, those are the sound of my voice. So many, Lord. On the airways, I never know where this broadcast is going to and where it's coming to and how it's traveling to and fro. Lord, bless this broadcast. That they feel it would take place and people would be saved, Lord. They turn their heart and mind to you, Lord, in the name of Jesus. They put their eyes on you, Lord. And not on man, and not on the circumstances. Help me, Lord. Help me, Lord, to pray. Till I pray through, Lord, in the name of Jesus, to that place you want me to be, Lord. It takes you to do it, Lord. I can't do it by myself, Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, Holy Ghost, come in the room. Come in the room in the name of Jesus. Let healing take place. Let deliverance take place in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, touch, Lord. Name of Jesus. Every stone is not like you. Oh, turn it over. Hiya. Everything not like you, destroy it, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Let healing and deliverance take place. Finance, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Oh, give a power, Lord, to just speak the word. Give power, Lord, just to speak the word, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Oh, Jesus. Oh, Lord. Allah, I see. In the name of Jesus, touch. Yes, Lord. We need you, Lord. Hallelujah. Work on the job. Go on the job, Lord. Deliver, and taste, and bless. In the name of Jesus, touch on that job. The many different jobs. People having trouble with the managers, Father. In the name of Jesus. Some managers having trouble with the employees. Oh, Father. Intervene in those circumstances. You know where they are, and you know who they are. You know the names. You know the places, Lord, in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Throw it to me, him. Hallelujah. Not now, I see, in the name of Jesus. Oh, I need you, Lord. We need you, Lord. Hallelujah. 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 Oh, send your blessing. Send your anointing in the name of Jesus. Oh, in the name of Jesus. Touch, Lord. Touch. Hallelujah. Those are the sound of my voice, Lord. Hallelujah. Let healing take place. Let deliverance take place. Bring finance, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Make a way out of no way. Hallelujah. After the unseen out. Oh, Father. In the name of Jesus. Take control of this broadcast. Take control of it, Lord. In the name of Jesus. Take control. Take control. Take control, Holy Spirit. You take control of this broadcast. Hallelujah. 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 Oh, God. Ah, yeah, yeah, yeah. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Ah, ha, 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 ha. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Name of Jesus. Name of Jesus, I pray. Oh. Oh, Jesus. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord, I thank you. Oh, Jesus. Yes, Lord. Oh, yes, yes, yes. Oh,
I tried to force a laugh, but my lips wouldn't lie. My heart was broken, but I was too sad to even cry.
Do you hear me?
Yet I had to stand my test. I had to take the pain. Tried to make me a happy face. Oh, but there was too much rain.
I was in a tunnel. I couldn't see the light. Whenever I looked up, I couldn't see the sky. No, no. Sometimes when I'm standing, it feels like I've been running for miles. My heart could be crying, dead in the middle of a smile. Oh, then I climbed the hills and saw the mountains.
Yes, you did.
I would help cause I was lost.
Then I felt a strong wind.
And I heard a voice say,
storm is over.
Storm is over now.
I can feel the sunshine. Of my battle, all hope's gone.
Nowhere to turn.
Downtown in a rush crowd, but feeling all alone. Every now and then I felt like I would lose my mind. I've been racing for years, y'all, but still no finish line. But no.
Then I climbed the hills and saw.
Yeah.
Storm it over, somebody, storm is over. You've been through, some of y'all been through. Yes, Lord, you've been through. And some of y'all still going through. But they said you either getting ready to go through a storm, you're in a storm, or you come out of a storm. Now, which one are you? You getting ready to go through a storm, you're in a storm, or you just come out of one. Those are three things. And you know they're going to be with us to the day we die, too. A storm will always be in your life, one way or the other. Don't you ever think it's going to be, fly by the ease. Mark 9:23, Jesus said to him, as thou canst believe, all things are possible to him that believeth. My Lord. God is good. My God. What a mighty God we serve. A mighty God we serve. Yes, Lord. Oh, my Lord. He is the light. Praise the Lord. Praise God. Yeah, everything you want to be all right. Oh, my Lord. You invite me at Post Office Box 751603, Memphis, Tennessee, 38175. Oh, my Lord. Post Office Box 751603, Memphis, Tennessee, 38175. I thank the Lord when I paid my Post Office Box this time. I thought she didn't give me a lot of status, but so far, everything worked out. I didn't have any problems. Thank the Lord. This time I had all my paper with me this time and everything. I was ready, but I didn't have to have it. You know, you've been there. You said, well, so-and-so gave me a hard time. Make sure I have all my paper together. I had all my paper together, so they didn't give me anything. They didn't give me a rough time. I thank the Lord for that. So I paid up for a whole year. Post Office Box, I paid it up for the whole year. If you want to pay a 6 months, I know let me get a year. Sometimes you forget. So I don't have to pay no more till July again, 2022. So I got that over. Got the Post Office Box fee over. I had to worry about that because, you know, you all don't write when you keep your Post Office Box. You got to have a Post Office Box. But you all right, tell me how you like the broadcast. Praise the Lord, if you like it. Put me on Facebook, Betty Harris. I'm put on Facebook. You know, we love Facebook. Put it on Facebook, how I'm doing. Put it on Facebook. See the prosperity. It's on the Betty Harris. I got to get that See the Prosperity together. But I thank the Lord I got the Betty Harris part together, but I got to See the Prosperity. I got to get a See the Prosperity together. You know, you learn. You know, you got to do all that. I got to do some more research on that and everything, and how to take from one and a download to another. This broadcast, it went down on me, and I wasn't able to get it on Facebook. And I got to learn how to take it from Blog Talk Radio to Facebook. Praise the Lord. I got to. It takes time to learn all that. Shoot, you got to take time. Take time with all that. You take time now. But I can do it, but it just takes time. I got other things to do. Now, once I get more free time, I'll get more involved in a lot of this mechanic part or electronic part or technology part. Yeah, technology part. I got to learn more about the technology of how to do it. But I thank the Lord for how well it was. It is. I've come a long ways. I tell you true, I come a long way. God said, get on there. When he put me on there, I had to get on there. And I'm learning as I go. I thank the Lord for that. I thank the Lord for you all tuning me in. Pray for Sister Brother's better hand. Pray for seeing the prosperity broadcast. Praise the Lord. If you need prayer, call in for prayer. If you need prayer, call in for prayer at 347-850-1971. I'm live on this every Sunday evening, 5:30 p.m. to 7:30 p.m. I try my best to come on. I thank the Lord. Give me an opportunity. Amen. Keep coming on. Sometimes the technology power of it messes up. So I said, well, Lord, I won't be on this time. But somehow you always get it running for me to come on. Might be late sometimes. But I thank the Lord. I get God's honor and glory. The devil's mad. The devil's not going to let me have an easy time. Got the fight. Got the war against the devil. You got the war. Got the war against that devil. You got the war against him. Name of Jesus. My Lord, my Lord. Name of Jesus. Oh, my. Oh, God. Yeah, yes, name.
We fall down, but we get up. We fall down, but we get up. We fall down, but we get up. Oh, yes. For a saint is just a sinner who fell down. But we couldn't stay there. And God, say now,
we fall down,
oh,
but we get up. We fall down,
yeah, yeah, yeah,
but we get up.
Back up.
We fall down,
oh my, my, my,
we get
back up again.
For a saint is just a
sinner. Oh, yes, we are. But we can't stay there. There's a seed of righteousness inside of you. Oh,
we
stay now.
But
we get back up again.
We fall down
sometimes. But we get back up again. Yes, we do
we
that. Rise back up again.
For
I'm not
Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Oh, my Lord. My Lord. We're going to do yesterday. My Lord, my Lord. God is good. Oh. Oh, my Lord. Yesterday, yesterday, yesterday.
Either I'm gonna trust you, or I'm
Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. My. My Lord. Praise the Lord. It's been better here when you see the prosperity broadcast. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Some of you, I might want to be saved out there. Praise the Lord. Want to turn your heart to the Lord. Ask the Lord to forgive you, to come into your heart and to save you and take your abode in your life in the name of Jesus. Accept Jesus as your Savior and live for him in the name of Jesus. Ask the Lord to come into your heart and save you, forgive you of your sin, forgive you of the trespasses in the name of Jesus. And you all have sinned to come glory to the shores of the Lord in the name of Jesus. Tell the Lord to thank you. Tell the Lord to thank you. Tell the Lord to thank you for the salvation. Tell the Lord, thank you for coming into my heart in the name of Jesus. Oh, Jesus. Oh, God. Oh, God. Name of Jesus. Find your spirit for your church home and go and get the teaching and the training in the name of Jesus. We need to be taught how to get saved. We need to be taught how to live this way of life in the name of Jesus. Thank the Lord for the salvation. Name of Jesus. Thank the Lord for my family, Lord. In the name of Jesus. My niece is blessed the Lord. In the name of Jesus, on the sound of my voice, you bless us. Lift the burden. Lift the burden, Father. In the name of Jesus, lift the burden. Ah, glory. Touch from the crown of head to the sole of the feet. Lift the burden, Lord. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Let me know. You bow aside. In the name of Jesus. Work things out for us. Intervene. Holy Spirit, intervene in a life, in a household, in the name of Jesus. Oh, take control of the household. Oh, Father, in the name of Jesus. Bless the household. Oh, God, bless her. Give her a sense of direction, what to do with the house. Oh, let it be sold, whatever the problem. Moon in that household, moon in that circumstance around that house, around the lawsuit, in the name of Jesus. Let your will be done. Come in the room. Make a way. Give revelation. In the name of Jesus. Bring the finance. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, I pray. Amen and amen. Yes, Lord. God is so good. God is so good. This broadcast. My Lord. Oh. My Lord. Thank you, Lord, for the seed of prosperity. Praise the Lord.
Atmosphere. The power of the Lord is here.
less than a minute. Thank you, Lord. You all tune in. Bless the Lord. Tune in every Sunday evening at 5:30 p.m. to 7:30 p.m. We gonna have salvation every Sunday. The Lord said the same. We gonna pray for the soul, pray for souls, and main thing is soul winning. Pray for souls that are unsaved. We want y'all to come to the Lord. We're gonna pray for the souls that need saving. The souls, Father, bless the soul. Deliver the soul. Let them come to you, Lord. Let them take their life to you, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Let them accept you as their Lord and Savior in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. You're the same today, yesterday, forevermore. You will not change. In the name of Jesus, touch their heart to be saved. Touch the heart to want more of you, Jesus, in the name of Jesus. Touch the heart of the people, Lord, to tune me in that they be saved and turn their heart to you. And they receive you in their life in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. We give you the glory. We give you the honor. In the name of Jesus. You're our way out. You're our way in. In the name of Jesus. And I thank you, Lord. I thank you, Lord. I thank you. In the name of Jesus. We thank you. We thank you. We thank you. Oh, Jesus. Oh, Jesus. Oh, Jesus. Oh, Jesus. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Oh, God. Yes, Lord. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Praise the Lord. Oh, God. Praise the Lord. Oh, Lord.